Hello, and welcome once again to La Liga Around the Clock. I'm recording a short message as I missed the Football Around the Clock broadcast on Sunday. I wanted to just do a quick mention of Man City and their title, because it's actually quite an incredible thing that happened. Man City, of course, won the title for the second year in a row, and they did it quite convincingly, despite the fact that for the last half of the year they were in a neck-and-neck race with Liverpool. Liverpool, of course, was also quite convincing in the fact that they scored more points than I think most other teams ever have in the history of the Premier League, with I think Man U never even scored that many points when it comes to the title race. So it was an incredible race to the end, and of course we got to experience a great finish with Man City going down before a minute and a half later scoring and coming back and really just trouncing Brighton. So, fantastic game. I think that Man City are incredibly deserving winners, and you can feel bad for Liverpool for scoring so many points but then not succeeding, or you could just be impressed that truthfully they both had incredible seasons. I think that what I really want to say in this short moment, apart from that, is that all the teams are going to have major changing seasons, except probably Liverpool. Liverpool is best poised to take a step and move onward. Man City, Tottenham, Chelsea, who do have a transfer ban, Man United, and Arsenal all need major changes to their squads. So it seems like there's going to be some very definite strong changes, and who knows what actually is going to happen. But yeah, I'd just like to finish it up with a little congratulations to Man City for winning the Premier League, for Liverpool and Tottenham for getting to the end of the getting that far into the Champions League, and for Arsenal and Chelsea for getting to that far in the Europa League. So despite all the criticism that I just made, there's been some incredible things this year. So congrats to the Premier League for being an absolute standout league this year, and we'll see where that goes.